Good afternoon, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. It is a Thursday afternoon, and this is the time of year where communities are coming alive with celebrations. I mentioned we were at the bigger celebration a couple of weeks back. What a great event that was. Every year, late in July, my hometown of Abernethy has its annual fair, the Abernethy Fair. It's a long-standing, over-century-old tradition that's been going on there. So many communities have these incredible get-togethers. And they're not only for people in the community, but they often will bring people from outside communities in. They will be a good reason for people who are from the community, have left, live somewhere else, to come home. And that's exactly what's going to be happening in the Swift Current area over the next few days, because Frontier Days is back. One of Saskatchewan's great summer traditions underway right now, actually runs through the weekend. The parade is Saturday. And every year, organizers choose a parade marshal who reflects the spirit of the event. And I'm reading the other day online, this year they've given the honor to John Watson as parade marshal. John is 100 years old. He's a Second World War veteran, served with the Royal Regina Rifles, a longtime, lifetime rancher and horseman, someone with deep roots in Saskatchewan agriculture, and of course, Frontier Days itself. Over the years, by the way, John has been involved with the Moose Jaw Shrine Equestrian Club. The heavy horse community has spent a lifetime volunteering and giving back. So as Swift Current celebrates the 88th edition of Frontier Days, John is leading the parade at 100 years old and help kick off the festivities. We're very pleased to welcome the 2026 Frontier Days Parade Marshal, John Watson, to the show. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations. How does this honor feel?
I was very honored to be appointed. I don't know what I did to deserve this, but it's a great honor for me.
Well, let me just say right off the start, thank you so much for your service to our country in World War II. Very appreciative of that, John.
You're very welcome.
So Frontier Days, I mean, obviously you've been going to this, I'm sure, through the years, dozens of times. What does Frontier Days mean to you?
Well, it's a great get together, and we have lived here for a long time, and raised our family here in the city, and it's a great city, and it's great to be involved in it as much as you can be.
Do you remember the first Frontier Days you went to?
Well, to be honest with you, I really don't, but it's got to be a long time ago, back in the old days.
I mean, you were born in 1925. What are some of your early memories growing up in Saskatchewan, John?
Well, I had a pretty good childhood. I was born into a good family, and I'm a little foggy this morning. But my father homesteaded out in that Drinkwater area, and that's along the 39 Highway between Rollo and in that area there.
Yeah.
And I was born and raised there, and I helped on the family farm, and of course went to the one-room schoolhouse 4 miles down the road, and I was born into a family of eight. I was sixth in a family of eight, and four girls and a boy ahead of me and two boys behind me, so we had quite a family, so it was a good growing up experience.
Lots of help on the farm. That's what that sounds like to me.
Yes, it was, and we needed it too, because my dad, he was a pretty big farmer in those days, back in not the 100,000 acres that we do today, but he was pretty big-sized farmer back in those days.
Right. John Watson is our guest. Frontier Days Parade Marshal. He wears that with distinction this year. So I mentioned off the start, you served with the Royal Regina Rifles during the Second World War. Can you tell us a bit about that process, how you decided to make that decision?
Yes. My older brother, we decided the family meeting and stuff like that, we should support the war effort. And my older brother went to volunteer, and he failed his examination. So we decided that it was my turn to come up to the plate. So I was off to war.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Regina and signed up, and I told them I wanted to be a fighter pilot. So they said, well, no, we're pretty well fixed up there, but we sure need boots on the ground. We'd like you in the infantry if you could do it. So I said, fine, no problem for me. So I joined the Regina Rifles then. And,
wow. Well, bless you for that, John. And I know last year, at 99 years old last year, you traveled back to the Netherlands. What was that trip like for you?
Oh, that was an experience, I'll tell you. It was a well-organized trip, and I was the luckiest man in the world. I had my granddaughter was my aide-de-camp, and she did all the heavy lifting and all the work, and I just sat back and enjoyed the trip.
Mm.
So, but it was, they treated us really good, and it was a very well-organized trip. And
yeah.
It was very enjoyable.
Well, I can only imagine. So, you've been married, you've raised a family, you've served your country, you volunteer in your community. When you reflect back over 100 years, what are you most proud of, John?
Oh, proud of. I think I'm proud of my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a good family, and they treat me very good, and we've had a good life, a family life, and I would say it's my family and my family and my friends. I got a lot of friends, and they do anything for me, and they do things for me that I don't need no need to be done. So.
Well, that's a good problem to have, John, isn't it?
Yeah.
John Watson is my guest. Frontier Days Parade Marshal in Swift Current. And by the way, granddaughter Jada is in the room joining us on this conversation. So Jada, I'll just give you a quick hi. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for being here. So John, we've got a couple of minutes left. I'm curious, in 100 years, I can't even imagine the number of changes that you've seen in the province. And is there something that stands out to you that has changed the most in your lifetime?
Well, I'd say the modern development, way things have changed in the working world, and it's a lot different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, there's not much manual labor left anymore like we did with the pitchfork and the shovel, and So it's a different world out there.
For sure it is. John Watson is my guest. I've heard you say and been quoted saying every day is a blessing. What do you think the secret is to living a good life at the age of 100?
Well, I guess it's, I would say it was my wife. She looked after me very good. She was a good cook and fed me properly and made me behave myself. Once, you know, sometimes stepped over the wire, but I got away with a little bit once in a while. Not very much. I say family, and I've been blessed to have a family like I've had, and they treat me so good, and so what could be better?
Mm-hmm. I love it. We're blessed to have you in our community, in our province, John. As we say goodbye, what would you tell someone who's never been to Frontier Days? It's happening this weekend. What would be your suggestion to them in terms of driving to Swift Current and taking part?
Well, I think they should. There's a lot here to see. We've got Dockstown that's got a bunch of old farm equipment and different equipment, and we're going to, you know, it's a well-run Frontiers Day, and there's lots to do, and should come out. And the weatherman has been treating us good so far, so you couldn't be any better place.
That's great. Well, bless you, John. Thank you so much for joining us. Good job. Good work as parade marshal. We look forward to hearing the reports of how it goes on Saturday.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Great to chat with John Watson. Isn't he an incredible fella? Chatting away with us there, 100 years old. In fact, turns 101 this year. And he has been designated as the parade marshal for Frontier Days in Swift Current, which is happening all weekend long. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.